God himself, the King of Kings, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of all things, was about to make his grand entrance into our world. The perfect God was about to enter the imperfect world. Holy God was about to enter the unholy world. Now, imagine for a minute that you're in charge of arranging the King of Kings' entrance into this world. What would it look like? I would think that this would be the most grandiose event of all times, not sparing any expenses. But when we look at how God arranged his own entrance, it was anything but grandiose. You know why? Because God showed up in a microscopic single egg that became a fetus, and 9 months later, he was born a child. The all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipresent God showed up powerless, limited, and not knowing anything. His choice for parents? Two rural teenagers. Where the powerful people of this world have bodyguards, secret service agents, and even armies to protect them, God chose to rest the fate of all mankind on a pair of teenagers. His choice for a birthplace was a manger. No doctors, no nurses, just a pair of teenagers accompanied by farm animals. When God entered the world, he arranged the most humble of circumstances possible. And after living amongst us for 33 years, the Apostle Paul wrote, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, he took on the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being."